When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, your perfect companion with your cup of coffee or tea with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how to price your new product. We've talked about price before on the show, but today we're going to talk specifically about a new product you're about to launch. How to price it at the start, and how to experiment with your price to make sure you're hitting that sweet spot. We got a lot to cover, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. The $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Nadex, Binary Options Trading. Our listeners to the $100 MBA Show can appreciate how far $100 can go, and so does Nadex. For just $100, you can get started. With Nadex Binary Options, you trade on whether you think the market will be above or below a certain point by a certain time. Go to Nadex.com and open up a free account. That's Nadex.com, N-A-D-E-X.com. Futures, options, and swaps trading involves risk and may not be appropriate for all investors. One of the first things I want to mention about price is that price is not written in stone. You can change your price at any time. If you go out to the mall, you'll see that prices are changing all the time for many different reasons. But the point is that price is not something you need to really worry about making a mistake with. You can try something out. If it's not working, you can change it. But it's good to have some sort of plan in place so you can follow that plan and know what's working and know what's not working. For this lesson, in order to teach how to price a new product that you just developed, I'm going to use a simple example like an ebook. Now, this will work if you have a physical product like a t-shirt or a program like videos or software. It doesn't really matter. But just for the sake of example, I'm going to use an ebook. So you've just published an ebook. You got it all written out and you have it in PDF format, let's say, for example, or you know, iBooks author or whatever it is. And now you want to sell it to your audience on your website. Now, whenever there's something new coming out in the market, you should really take advantage of that excitement. And that's called a launch, right? So you want to take advantage of your launch and have a special promotion or a special launch price when you're coming out with your new product. We just did this with Webinar Ninja, our platform, our software platform, where we have a special price for founding members, people that come in as early adopters early. Once the software is released, it will be at a separate price, a different price, which obviously will be more than that early bird, early adapter price. So when you're launching, this is a good chance to spread the word by having a great offer. So say, for example, your retail price for this ebook is $29. If you launch it at a discounted price, let's say, for example, $19, that's great because you're giving somebody a great offer to get on board early. Some people even offer this before the ebook is even written. They know the person is going to write a great book and they want to reserve their copy, or what they call pre-order, and they want to get it at a good price. So you can use this strategy even while you're building your actual product. So always have a special promotion, special price when you're launching your new product. It's okay if it's a little bit on the low end at the start, but don't shortchange yourself later on when you're actually selling it at the retail price, at the price that's normally going to be without any promotion. Which brings me to my next point. Often new entrepreneurs that are selling their new products, they often price too low rather than too high. You could price your products at any price point. I could sell an ebook for $500 if I could show the value of that ebook to my audience. Say, for example, this ebook is about how to start a web development company. If I could show you how you can bring in clients that will pay you $5,000 and above for each gig, then $500 doesn't seem much of an investment because after I get my first client, it pays for itself and I get $4,500 more. Now, that's an extreme example, but the point is that you can price your products high if you can validate the price, if you can show how the price is worth it and how your product can really deliver. Now, remember that when you're pricing, you can always have different pricing models, especially if you're selling a product that is a bit expensive. Say, for example, your price point is $3,000. You may want to offer a payment plan where people can pay off $3,000 in installments, maybe, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 installments. I know many people do this, especially when they're selling high ticket item for live events, like a live immersion program or workshop. The price might be a little bit high, but they make sure they offer installments and those installments get fulfilled before the actual day of the event. Now, once you had your launch and you have your set price now, your retail price that goes up there, you know, not the launch price, the regular price, you may want to do some special offers here and there. My advice is never go lower than what you offered it on launch day or for that launch price. Because you want to constantly remind those who did buy your product during the launch that they made the right choice, that they got it at the cheapest possible price ever. So you may want to do some special prices where they get, you know, 5-10% off. Maybe you can throw in a bonus. If they buy that product, they get this extra product. You may want to add free shipping if you're obviously shipping physical goods. But here's a little secret when it comes to pricing. It's usually not the price that's the problem if you have low sales. It's not because it's priced too high or too low. It's usually because you haven't sold the product on your sales page to show that it's worth that price. Actually, what you need to do is you need to show that it's worth more than that price so they feel like they're getting a great deal. I got more on this point, but before that, I want to give some love to today's sponsor, Audible. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible.com is a place for audiobooks. There's over 150,000 titles to choose from in every category imaginable. So go to audiblepodcast.com/MBA for your free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. If you're still not convinced, here is why Audible is worth your time. Unlike streaming or rental services, with Audible, you own your books. And Audible has free apps for iPhones, Android, Windows phones, so you can access your books anytime. And they have easy chapter navigation and annotated bookmarks. But besides making it easy to catch up on your reading and stay in the know, they have a great selection of books. Some of my favorite books are on Audible, books like Book Yourself Solid by Michael Port and The War of R by Stephen Pressfield. You can check out those titles and more. So go to audiblepodcast.com/MBA and find something for yourself in whatever genre. And you get a free trial and a free book. You can't go wrong. With Audible's great listen guarantee, you can exchange any book you're not happy with for another title at any time, no questions asked. So go to audiblepodcast.com/MBA today. Often when we're selling our products, we don't really convey the value they offer properly. If you can convey the value and show how much this product is a great investment in that person's life, it's going to help them, it's going to solve their problems, it's going to make their life easier. If you can display and show how that is possible with your product, it's going to be really easy to sell it. But that takes a lot of thinking, a lot of planning, and a lot of great copy on your actual sales page. So don't cut yourself short. Check out one of our previous guest teacher episodes with Brennan Dunn. He talks about this in detail. We're going to put it in today's show notes so you can check it out. You can check out that episode at 100mba.net/mba186. If you're on your phone or have iTunes open right now, it's episode 65 with Brennan Dunn. So check that out. So again, when you're creating your sales page or your sales video or your sales copy, make sure you convey how much your product is really going to help them. Focusing on the features of your product is important, but what are those features actually doing for the customer? All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Don't forget, guys, if you have any questions that you want to submit for Q&A weekends, every Saturday and Sunday, we answer your question right here on the show. You can email us at contact@100mba.net. You can tweet at us at BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. Or you can use our speaking option. Record your question. We'll play it right here on the show. Check out our show page for details on how to do that at 100mba.net/show. And don't forget, Friday is Free Ride Friday, where we announce every week who won the free ride to the $100 MBA. Anybody who gives us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, workbooks, a whole bunch more. And we give away a free ride every week. It could be you. Just drop us a rating and review. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Your pricing, the way you present your pricing with your sales page, conveying your value, is something that continues to grow and improve. We're always fine-tuning our sales page at the $100 MBA or Webinar Ninja. We're always looking at ways to improve it, seeing what works, what doesn't. We split test things. And it's just something that you learn as you grow as an entrepreneur. You get to know your audience a bit more. You know what affects them more. You know what they need to hear more, what is important to them, and what you need to convey to them. So this is just something for you to keep in mind. Just don't set it and forget it. You have your sales page up and you forget about it. Go back, revisit. Sometimes you just revisit your page and say, oh my gosh, I got to change this copy. Your taste changes. You develop as an entrepreneur. You get better and you realize that you can produce better work. You can produce better copy. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I hope to see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.